very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uritatius, and yesterday evening we had the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Now, sadly, today's show is pre-recorded on Saturday, so I apologise that we're not going to be able to talk about the results necessarily, but please join me for a very special podcast. But not forgetting, we will still be here this week up until 6 p.m. playing you some fantastic tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. We'll have Rob's Random Request, Live and Kicking, the Eurovision Showcase News, and all sorts of bits and bobs to keep you entertained for the next hour as we enjoy the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Ryan O'Shaughnessy from Dublin, Ireland.
Hello, this is Lea Sirk from Slovenia.
My name is Eugen Bushbeva. I'm from Albania. I'm representing Albania in Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yeah, the eyes of a lioness, feel the power they enlight. A little look, a little touch, you know the power of silence. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high, highs, yeah, till I got it, does it, you. You got me pelican, fly, 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 yeah. Taking me higher.
From Cyprus 2018, that is Fuego. Time for us to head a little bit further across the Mediterranean into Israel. And here is the Israeli entry from Netta. This is Toy for 2018.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern From Australia, you are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, We Got Love. I hope you enjoy.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we make Why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away.
Jessica Mowboy, We Got Love, Australia 2018. What an incredible song. Love it, love it, love it. And my goodness me, I was very lucky, actually, to get tickets and experience the jury final, which is 50% of the vote on Saturday night. And myself and Rob and lots of our friends, two of our friends, Dan and Alan, who you've heard on our reaction podcasts to the qualifiers, the semi-final 1 and 2, exclusively on our podcast feed. And also we were there with our three Icelandic friends, Ithur, Drifa and Stella. They're all there with us, and we had a great time partying out to all of the songs of the Eurovision Song Contest in the grand final. Just in an amazing atmosphere in Lisbon this year. Simply incredible. Oh, yes, indeed. Now, if you want to interact with us on social media, it'd be lovely to know that you're there and listening in. So you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. And, of course, you can like our Facebook page and contact us there. Comment on our posts. Send us a message. And our Facebook page is called, quite simply, The Eurovision Showcase. All right. Now, if you want to listen to our previous shows, we've got a back catalogue that almost goes back to 3 years. You can do that by typing into your web address tab at the top and type in escshowcase.podbean.com. I put the links up on our social media pages anywhere on Facebook and Twitter, so if you want to catch them there, you're more than welcome to. Okay, now let's hear a song from Australia again. Now, this is currently, as I'm talking to you, obviously, on Saturday morning, that is the most successful Australian entry ever. It's from Dami Im. It's called Sound of Silence, and this is Australia's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016.
Growing tired and weary, brown eyes, trying to feel your love through FaceTime. Symphonies of dreams and highlights, caught up in this crazy fast life. But baby, you're not here with me, and I keep calling, calling, keep calling. No one here to save me drowning, 'cause baby you're not here with me, and I keep calling, calling, keep calling, calling. Now my heart awakes to the sound of silence, and it beats to the sound of silence, and it beats to the sound of silence.
mí conservo el calor que me hace sentir, conservo tu amor tan dentro de mí que aún puedo vivir muriendo de amor, muriendo de ti. Como buscan las olas la orilla del mar, como busca un marino su puerto y su hogar, yo he buscado en mi alma queriéndote hallar, y tan solo encontré mi soledad. Y a pesar que estás lejos, tan lejos de mí, a pesar de otros besos, quizás cuando di, recuerdes el tiempo de aquel nuestro amor, aún te acuerdes de mí. Me hablé de ti, he vagado en la noche queriéndote oír, murmullo del viento le he oído decir tu nombre, Wendolin.
Julio Iglesias representing Spain at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest, and that is the song Gwendolyn, a beautiful, sultry song from a Spanish star, of course. Oh yes. Now before we have Rob's random request, we're going to play this classic Danish entry from 1988. We're going to hear the English version too, and this is Hot Eyes with Who's Wrong, Who's Right, Denmark 1988.
Who's wrong and who's right? You haven't learned to do much. me, cause then you won't let me get on my feet and away. But some lucky day when it's going your way, you're gonna say,
who's wrong, who's right? Denmark 1988. Now it's time for
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's that time of the show where we play a song randomly from the archives of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, Rob has picked the country of Luxembourg this week. And the year, which works, shockingly, it is 1958. Un grand amour, a great love, was the Luxembourgish entry to the 1958 Eurovision Song Contest, performed in French by Belgian artist Solange Berry. The song is in the chanson style and features Berry singing about the unexpectedness of a great love. As the song ends, however, she sings about ending of such love, but sings that it's not a bad thing if it's replaced by friendship. The song was performed fourth on the night, following France's André Clavier d'Or's Mon Amour, and preceding Sweden's artist Alice Babs with Lilia Stalna. Now, at the close of voting, it only received 1 point, placing ninth, which was equal last in a field of 10. Ooh, dear. Well, the 1958 Eurovision Song Contest took place in Hilversum, the Netherlands, following the country's win in the 1957 contest. Oh, yes, it did. Yes. So, there we go. So, in the 1958 contest, Sweden debuted, and the United Kingdom missed out on the 1958 contest. Awkward. Yes, it was very, very awkward. Because, I mean, in the backstory about it, it was very confusing. Because the United Kingdom was the first choice to stage the contest. Because back then, even if you won it, you didn't have to host it. So it was like a bidding process, basically. So the United Kingdom was the choice to stage the contest. However, following failure to get agreement from various artistic unions, the BBC withdrew their bid in the summer of 1957, and the United Kingdom did not enter for the second and last time to date, having also missed the first contest 2 years earlier. Along with 1956, this was the second contest and last contest to date, which not featured a single song in the English language. In 1958, the contest continued with a policy to implemented the year before, which each country was limited to only one song, and this policy has still been retained to the very date today. So here we go. This is Rob's Random Request and Luxembourg 1958. Here is Solange Berry with Un Grand Amour.
Cela commençait sans qu'on y pense le plus souvent, et l'on écoute une romance née d'un silence bien émouvant. Car vous savez, lorsque l'on s'aime, les mots eux-mêmes sont de trop. À quoi bon rêver d'un poème? L'instant suprême est bien plus beau
des yeux qui se détournent vite et puis hésitent à revenir vers les yeux qui les sollicitent et les invitent à leur sourire. Voilà comment l'amour s'impose et vous propose une folie. On ne vit plus la vie en prose, on la transpose en poésie. Un grand amour, hélas, s'achève comme un beau rêve dans un soupir. De nouveau, l'ennui vous assiège, la douce trêve vient de finir. Qu'importe que la vie soit brève et que sa sève s'épuise un jour, si l'amitié prend la relève lorsque s'achève un grand amour, si l'amitié prend la relève lorsque s'achève un grand amour.
Hello, this is Melvin. I'm from Ukraine, and this is my song and this letter. Enjoy.
Curtains down, I'm laughing at the trial. Help me to unravel, tangle off my innocence inside. Fate but to be solved. Oh, 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 walking any better. Oh, 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 walking another ladder. Shut out just one reason, all this for. Cause you are there begins to ravel. Nothing but you will set you on fire. Fire lasts forever. Oh, 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 can't get any better. Oh, 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 dancing that letter. If you dare, so what you waiting for? You can see that.
Melvin, Under the Ladder, Ukraine, 2018. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday the 13th of May, 2018. San Marino RTV have issued a statement regarding Rai's commentators accusing the country of costing Italy the victory in Ukraine. The San Marino's head of delegation responded to comments made during the broadcast of the Eurovision 2018 semi-final 2 by the Italian Rai commentators. Now, during the show in which Italy was able to vote for San Marino, the commentator stated that San Marino cost Italy a victory in last year's contest in Kiev, Ukraine. And the press release from the head of delegation reads that they are incredibly offended and who can blame them. TVR, the Romanian national broadcaster, has released a statement following the country's failing to qualify to the grand final for the first time since the semi-finals were introduced. The broadcaster stated that televoting issues meant that the diaspora across Europe was unable to vote for Romania. I think somebody is trying to make excuses. Despite qualifying for the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest, the viewing figures hit a record low in the Czech Republic for the second semi-final. Obviously, on average, the Czech Republic weren't competing in the second semi-final, but just 70,000 viewers, on average, watched the second semi-final. The European Broadcasting Union has terminated the rights for Mango TV of China to broadcast the Eurovision Song Contest following censorship of semi-final one performances. The EBU states that on the 9th of May, the Chinese broadcaster Mango TV edited the coverage of semi-final, and that is not in line with the EBU's views of universality, inclusivity, and proud celebration of diversity. And well done, EBU, for that. The Chinese broadcaster Mango TV edited performances of Albania of Eugen Bushpera with the song Mal because of the China's ban on television performers displaying tattoos. And Ireland, on the other hand, was censored due to its inclusion of LGBT content, which China has also banned. Ryan O'Shaughnessy's performance of Together notably featured in a romantic dance number between two men. And parts of Switzerland's performance was also censored, with blurred bars to cover rainbow flags in the audience. Interesting. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tussiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on 92.3 FM, and of course online at forestfm.co.uk. East Dorset's favourite station.
It's back, the 2018 Flying the Flag Charity Raffle. For your chance to win a unique souvenir flag signed by many of the 2018 Eurovision artists and to help raise money for Bloodwise, the UK leukemia and lymphoma charity, go now to justgiving.com and look for Eurovision 2018 or see the links on our radio pages on Facebook. Good luck!
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Alguém que ainda não tem o tanto que temos. Sempre há alguém.
awesome tune there. Portugal 1990. It's Nusha with Há Sempre Alguém, which directly translated into English is There's Always Someone. But there was an English version sung, and it was meant to say, well, the title was called Together, of course. Now, Portugal have done a fantastic job hosting the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. I think the organisation has been awesome in their city. And literally, I don't know how I can describe it, but the city is just absolutely beautiful. But remember, if you ever come to Lisbon, wear flat shoes. Don't wear any heels or large boots or anything, because there's heels everywhere and you'll be going up and down them like a yo-yo. So just bear that in mind. Metro system is so cheap. You could buy like an Oyster card type of thingy wingy. And each journey anywhere on the network will cost you €1.45. So that's a bargain. Go from the airport to the city centre with that for €1.45. So you don't have to go and spend €30 on a taxi to come into the city like we did on our way in here. And we're kicking ourselves ever since. You can't beat them, can you, really? It was just a convenience and it was there. So, you know, that's all that matters when you're coming on a flight full from Heathrow. The only downside thing, I think, is the reception that the Eurocafe has had here. I don't think the organisation has been particularly the best. The facilities is not big enough, for example. Prices are expensive. Pretty bad customer service, I heard, all around. So that's not particularly the greatest thing. But I was unlucky. Myself and Rob were unlucky, even though we're part of OGAE UK, not to get any tickets to the actual shows themselves. So we had to get them ourselves as a general member of the public. And also we weren't lucky enough in the ballot to get the Eurocafe tickets. So there you go. Maybe there's a silver lining that we didn't have to worry about that. But me and Rob are quite early birds anyway. We don't stay out late most of the time anyway. But that's the perspective from myself and Rob. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, so time to move on to another song from Portugal. And this has been being played a lot around the city, and quite rightly so, because it's one of Portugal's greatest songs in recent years. This woman is amazingly approachable. She loves the Eurovision Song Contest. She was only 1 point away from qualifying into the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Here is the beautiful Susie with Queres a Tua for Portugal in 2014.
Paixão. Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
She stands under moonlight. She touches her hair. Her smile lights emotions, and her love fills the air. And I know you're my every tomorrow, and I know that you'll always be there. We've got the world tonight. Let's hold on together. And we've got a love that's right. So open your heart, 'cause we've got tonight. We move even closer with hope in our eyes, 'cause love is the answer to the hurt and the lies. And I know you're my every tomorrow, and I know that you'll always be there. We've got the world tonight. Let's hold.
Joe Hart, We've Got the World, that is Ireland 2003, getting 12 points from the United Kingdom that year. Yeah, so it's all because of you. Ireland got 12 points. Way hey, rightfully so. Now, let's move on to this. Now, this week's edition of the Live and Kicking, where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest itself, comes from the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest on home soil, yes, in Birmingham, in the National Indoor Arena. And we're going to hear the United Kingdom entry itself, introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. Here is the United Kingdom in 1988. Here is Amani with Where Are You? Coming second for the UK in 1998 with 166 points.
Big one's up next. Here it is. United Kingdom song 16. We're well over halfway through, lads. It's only 9:10. On Wings of Song. Now, the theme, you won't need the likes of me to tell you, is the Mini. 1959, the first one came out. And I suppose as popular as ever. You can burn some rubber in a Mini. And the United Kingdom entry, in case you've been down a hole in the ground for the last 6 months, is Where Are You? Going to be sung by Imani from Nottingham. I've lived most of my life in Derby, a young life. The composer is Brooklyn-born Scott English, and Simon Sterling and Phil Manichesa. Hey. Straight out of Top Gear, this. Where's Big Jeremy when we really need him? Whoopee! There he is. He's driving the white Mini. James McMillan's the conductor, the crowd already going wild. Let's hear it for Imani and the United Kingdom. Let's make it two on the trot. Where are you?
I see a picture in a frame. I see a face without a name. Riding alone on an empty train. Where are you? I live in a house of broken hearts. Leaves are falling in the park. Every day.
See, be pleased with that. Opportunity to spend a bit more of your money there.
I see that look in your eyes, but I am feeling no pressure.
Pressure.
Feels like I'm stuck here in time while I've been trying to forget ya. Just wanna dance you up. So don't you dare wait up. Cause I just wanna feel the mood. Get with anyone but you. And I might not. Yeah, I might not. Just gonna have myself a time. So I just don't care if you might. Cause I just wanna feel the mood. Get with anyone but you. You like you were treasure.
Just wanna dance you up. So don't you dare wait up. Cause I just wanna flip the mood. Get with anyone but you. And I'm a now. Yeah, I'm a now. Just tryna have myself a time. So I just don't care if you mind. Cause I just wanna flip the mood. Get with anyone but you. And I'm a now.
I'm a now.
Yeah, I'm a now.
I'm a
that's Benjamin Ingrosso with Dance You Off. That's Sweden's Eurovision entry for 2018. Well, it's been a fantastic Eurovision season for 2018. Obviously, it's come to an end, and we now get ready to next year's contest of the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. Isn't time flying past? Makes me feel very old. But thank you very much for all of you contributing and listening to this past season's shows. I hope you've enjoyed them. Now, obviously, we're going to be around all year, every Sunday, 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. here on Forest FM for the Eurovision Showcase. Now, if you would like complete analysis of the results of last night's Eurovision Song Contest, the Grand Final, then please come back to visit our webpage, ESC Showcase. podbean.com. Go to our Facebook or Twitter pages. We'll give you the link there, and we'll have complete analysis on the grand final, and also we will on next week's show. So don't worry about that. We'll be back. So thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ari Tuttiet. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So take care of yourselves. Thank you for joining me here from Lisbon, Portugal. I will be in the Algarve for next week's show, for next Sunday. So take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, à Friedersein, and have a lovely week. Thank you very much, and obrigado.